Who you texting?
Nobody.
Your boyfriend? Ooh, you got a boyfriend.
You're just jealous because you don't.
That's true.
You don't got a boyfriend. Ooh! I'm Matt Franklin.
What's your name, young lady?
Stranger danger. I need an adult.
You are an adult.
Only technically.
Yeah. Me too. Hello, everyone.
Hello. And welcome. We're here. And now you're here. If you're hearing this.
If you're not hearing this, then you're not here.
Well, that was a given.
I just wanted to be clear.
That's true.
Because, you know.
Sometimes people need it spelled out.
Yeah, that's very true. We're here to talk to you about some games.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Not games and junk. That's another podcast. We know those people.
We do. I only know one of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which I thought he was going to be here.
What do you mean here?
He said he wanted to do the next one with us.
Oh, yeah. One of the days I'll invite him. Once I get everything set up for us to do. Well, maybe I can set it up for us to do in person. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Because I whenever I listen to podcasts that are done over the internet, there's a lot of that weird, you know, internet signal going in and outness, and it really distracts me from the conversation. And I know our recording setup isn't the best. I mean, we're holding the microphones, for those of you that have always wondered what those weird sounds
are. I'm not.
But I want to, actually the next thing I want to do is buy some better microphones with mic stands. Well, we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And make the audio really clean, because you listen to, like, Mysterious Universe, and their audio is always very nice and clean, you know?
And if you pay for Plus, it's even better.
Yeah, it's true.
So I've heard.
Wait, because you've heard them? Or?
Because they say that it's better quality. I don't have Plus membership right now. Don't tell them.
Yeah.
I don't want them to know.
Yeah, I really need to purchase that. Is it yearly?
Well, it's $9 a month.
Oh, okay. That's not that bad.
Maybe and then you get
do that now.
Yeah.
Because I love their show so much that I feel bad recently. Actually, I felt bad for a while for not paying.
Well, when I first started listening to it, I was like, oh, that's cool. You get like an extra episode. But now they've actually geared it towards the better topics are in the Plus, which, I mean, makes sense, because that's how you reel them in.
Yeah.
So now I'm more inclined to do it.
Yeah.
Because then I do feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah. Their teasers on sometimes on some of them are like, oh, man, I really want to hear that, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely know you'd throw some money their way. Do they? Well, I guess you wouldn't know. Since you haven't paid for it. I mean, have you?
What?
Nothing. Never mind. Shh. Moving on.
You just made that way weirder than it needed to be.
What have you been doing this last week?
Working. Like an adult. No, not really. I don't work that hard. No, nothing really that exciting. Let's see, last weekend we went and saw Valerian.
Oh.
And Subtitle. That I never remember.
Yeah.
I really liked it. A lot of people said that they didn't like it because you needed to read the comic in order to understand what was going on or the the story was bad, and blah, blah, blah. And while the story wasn't anything super fantastic, you didn't need to read the comic to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And visually, it looked really cool. The action was pretty good.
Do you recommend me going to see it in the Dollar Theater, or should I go see it in a nice, high-quality theater? Maybe with the rumble seats and all.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, really? You do?
Yeah.
I kind of like them.
I feel like you wouldn't be missing out if you saw it in the Dollar Theater.
Okay.
It's definitely worth seeing on a big screen.
Well, I mean, but is it worth it to go see it right now versus, you know, waiting? Is it, like, that good? Like, yeah, you should go out and see it as soon as possible.
I would see it in the regular theater to show support for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they get your hard-earned dollars. Because I think once it goes to the Dollar Theater, I don't know how much of that they get.
Yeah.
So for that aspect, I would say it's worth seeing it.
Okay.
Now.
Maybe I'll go do that tomorrow. Take the kids. Not my kids. My sister's kids.
Game of Thrones.
Don't you dare say anything.
Haven't seen. I'm going to spoil it off the air.
Actually, I think I'm going to start watching those this weekend. I was debating picking up, like, doing it legit, and, like, picking up the HBO app.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it's called, for just a month. And then, since they'll all be out, then I don't have to pay for 2 months, just pay for one.
That's what we were thinking of doing, and then we're like, there's a lot of movies and stuff that we want to watch, so we'll just, might as well.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of anything I want to watch on there, so.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Maybe I'll get hooked in.
Because Adrian hadn't seen any of the M. Night whatever, Shyamalan. Yeah, that guy. And he has, like, his movies, and they had a pretty good chunk of them.
Oh, really?
So we've been watching those.
Well, some early news on streaming services. Netflix is actually going to be dropping all the Disney stuff. I don't know if it's the other way around, that Disney's going to be dropping Netflix.
I thought that was their big draw for this year, is that they were going to have, like, all of the Disney stuff.
I think so. I think it was a big draw, but yeah, I guess it ends, the contract ends next year, and I guess, like, some news came out that it's not getting renewed. I don't know if that's Disney's causing, or if it's on Netflix's side.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's,
Now I gotta go finish Fantasia 2000.
You do. For sure. So it looks like a representative doesn't say from where.
He's representing someone himself, yes. Mostly.
It says U.S. Netflix members will have access to Disney films on the service through the end of 2019, including all new films that are shown theatrically through the end of 2018. So that means you'll get the new Star Wars movie on there
mm-hmm.
for a bit.
So I think, yeah, Rogue One is on there now.
Yeah. So.
That's still a pretty decent chunk of time, though.
Yeah. Give you plenty of time to, I don't know, watch them all.
Yeah.
Get all your Disney caught up. Or you can just have time to go buy the DVDs, Blu-rays.
Yeah. Go to, like, flea markets. People are always selling those.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Also, you know what? Do you want to give us a little, like a little synopsis of the movie?
No.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. I only ever saw one trailer for it. Like, I saw it multiple times, but it was only ever the same trailer. And I'll say that from that trailer, the story was really different.
That's good. I kind of like it when trailers are different than the story inside the movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the trailers to give too much away, you know?
Like, and I feel like more and more they just make the trailers longer and they just show you, like, all of the best parts. So then when you see the movie, you're like, oh, this is disappointing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's already so much information that you can get from the trailers and, like, kind of figure out where the story's going to go. Like, yeah. Don't make it easy. Like,
which is why, one, I'm glad I don't have, like, cable, so there's no commercials, and I don't look up trailers, so the only time I see them is when I go see a movie. So at least I limit myself.
Trailers pop up a lot on my, like, YouTube feed.
And
they always get me. So I'm always like, oh yeah, I want to click on it.
I don't YouTube a whole lot.
I do. But
I think the only, like, consistent person that I watch their videos is Dunkey.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. Funny. So
funny. I actually got Anjali hooked on him. Nice. Because he does all the Overwatch videos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're so good. What is it? The one where it's actually bad form in the Junkrat community, if you've seen.
Yeah, if you've seen their players or your team.
Yeah, he's really good. I like him a lot. I can't wait to see if he puts out a video for the Lucio Ball.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much just Rocket League.
Yeah, actually. With
Lucio.
Yep. That's what Anjali and Ben were saying.
And I find it funny that there's a competitive version of it also. Like, people liked it that much. They're like, we'll just make it part of your competitive season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were... I played a game on my own, and then it's when Anjali hopped in, and she accidentally clicked on the competitive one, and so I think our teammate was pretty pissed at us, because we, like, didn't know what we were doing at all.
I did that to Adrian. He's like, he was in the kitchen doing something, and he's like, oh, start me one of the arcade 3v3s. And I was like, okay. And I was like, and then it's like, Lucio Ball. And I was like, oh, this might be competitive. You better hope you're on a good team. He wasn't. It was like 6-1.
Wow. Yeah. Anjali and I were sucking quite a bit until Ben joined in, and then he, like, took over as goalie. He's a really good goalie.
Nice.
And he actually enjoys it, I think, so... You know, he's not sad about missing being part of the action or anything.
Yeah.
So, that first day, like, we were kicking butt, like, hardcore. Last night, though, I think we lost only one match, but we did lose a match. But, like, we got our asses handed to us so bad. Like, this team was really good. It was pretty nuts.
Were they wearing matching outfits?
No, they weren't, but you could tell, like, they were all, like, really good players because they had, like, some of, like, the fancy costumes, you know? They all, every single one of them had, like, yeah, good costumes. High-tier costumes. So, the new costumes, if I'm right, they're 3,000?
Yes, the new, like, the beach ones are... The Summer Olympic ones, I think, are discounted because they're from last summer.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't have that much.
You could spend real money on boxes, and then you get gold and gold from duplicate costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say. Adrian always spends money, though.
Yeah.
Because he really wanted the American McCree. So we went and bought, like, $10 worth of boxes? I don't know. And he's like, I just need a little bit more gold, and then I could buy it. Because he didn't realize that they were discounted. Mm-hmm. So he already had enough gold. And then he ended up drawing it anyways. So I was like, well, now you have a bunch of crap you don't need.
Yeah. What... I want to say I read an article where I think this guy said he got 100 loot boxes and he got everything. for the event.
That makes sense. I don't know if there was a whole lot for this one.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Because they conjoined it with last year's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, at least there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a... I'm really liking Lucio Ball. Ben made me a deal that... we'll see if he keeps... He said he would get a Switch if I get Rocket League.
Rocket League is pretty fun.
It is, and I don't have it. I wanted to get it, and once I decided I was definitely going to get a Switch, that was about the time that I heard that, you know, they had announced Rocket League was going to come eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided, well, I'll just buy it for the Switch, because it's portable. I can play it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I might as well. I feel like any game that comes out that's going to be on the Switch that might be on any other system, I'm just going to get for the Switch, just for the fact that I can play it anyway.
Yeah. I think Adrian will probably rebuy that also, so you guys can play. Yeah. I can't imagine it'll be very expensive either.
Yeah, how much was it initially? It wasn't, like, a full-price game, right?
No, I want to say it was, like, 15? But that was before they did, like, updates to add extra levels and stuff, so I don't know if it's a little bit more like how Minecraft was.
Yeah. Guess we'll see.
I don't know.
To be determined.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Of note?
No.
I haven't played any more Splatoon, unfortunately.
Me either.
So I got nothing to report there. Did I play any other games? I think that's it. I think I just done Overwatch.
Just Overwatch.
Week. Yeah. It's been kind of a slow week for me. I've been juggling some things. So.
I played a little bit more Pikmin. I think I'm in Sector 4. So now I have the red, the yellow, the blue, the rock. And I just got to the fairy ones. But I've only done like 2 stages with those. The game is really fun. I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had a thought there. yeah, I need to pick that game up. It looks good. What?
I don't get it.
Because it's Pikmin? Yeah, never mind. I'm an idiot. Let's move on. Yeah, that's moving on.
My eyes just got wider and wider because you can't hear that. I'd be sad if you could.
Actually, that's funny. That's the second time somebody's done that to me today. Because I forgot my wallet at work. So I go down there and Star's like, Frankie, come here. Why are you here today? Like, I forgot my wallet, and she just looks at me, and her eyes just keep getting bigger and bigger. Like, okay.
She knows.
Yep. Well then, shall we move on to newsy stuff? This is going to be kind of a short episode, huh?
It's as short and concise as you want it to be.
Well, I don't have any big topics to talk about, so like a lot of the news was really like it didn't take me that long to get through the news this week either. There wasn't a whole lot there. It's been a slow week in the gaming community, I feel. Like the biggest thing that kinda came out for me was that Arthur Geese is leaving Polygon.
Oh yeah, and then what's his name? Philip used to be for, Colin? Yeah, he's taking over as editor for somewhere.
Oh, really? Is it Polygon?
Some editorial place. I don't remember. I want to say it was, but I might just be making that up. So, fact check me.
Yeah. Fact checking now.
One of my quick skims through Twitter. That's when I saw that, so.
Yeah, I saw him talking about something new, and I, I didn't look into it, so. But it seemed to be creating a bit of a buzz, so I guess that must have been what it was. I don't know. There's all these... He posts way too much for me to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot about Phil Kohler. He's a good guy. Well, wherever he's going to, best of luck to him.
Yes.
And I don't know, I sometimes like articles about Arthur Geese writes, sometimes not. but yeah. I think he's actually, Arthur Geese is actually leaving the gaming industry, like, completely, so.
Oh.
So I don't know exactly what he's going to be doing, but best of luck to him. Okay, I guess news. You want to start? You want me to start? Should I start since I have more?
But what if you say my news and then I feel left out?
Okay, you start. I'm sorry. I'll start.
No. So I saw one thing that Overwatch is getting a free-for-all deathmatch mode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I did see that, too.
Good. I'm stealing your news.
Good. I like it.
Yeah,
that's something that people have been, I guess, complaining about, right? That there hasn't been a deathmatch mode at all.
Yeah. And Adrian brought up a concern with, like, Trelworn, because he has the turret, if that's going to give him, like, an unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. But does his turret disappear if you die anyways?
If he dies?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It's the same. It's, I mean, not that, like, you're pretty much used to it at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you keep getting taken out by a turret, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. That's true.
Because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I keep getting taken out by turrets. Because I suck. Just a bit of warning. If we ever play together.
I'm not that good either. I'm only okay with a couple of characters.
Yeah, same here.
But I don't play nearly as much as...
And only on good days.
Yeah, I have my shining moments and then it's all downhill.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that'll be a fun change since sometimes you get stuck on bad teams and it's not mm-hmm. really teamwork anyways.
Yeah.
So at least now you have the option to go in knowing that.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Next I had... The No Man's Sky was getting a big update.
Oh yeah, I saw that. What does that update entail?
So they're adding portals, so you could teleport, I guess, back to your base. They were fixing some graphics stuff, and...
So it's like a really big patch coming out.
Yeah.
That's good.
And they added, like, a basic multiplayer. Pretty much, so I think it's up to 16 people. You can see that there are players, but it shows up like an orb, so you just know that they're there. So you can explore with your friends, but you're not really going to be, like, interacting. But you can still do, like, voice chat. Mm-hmm. And I guess still talk.
Hmm. Weird.
And then I want to say it fixed some of the stuff like flying in space or like over.
Yeah.
Low over terrain.
Do you have the game?
I do.
Did you like it when it came out?
I did.
So there's a lot of like people saying it was too buggy, I kind of held off on it. But I think. I want to at least give it a shot now. It sounds like they've addressed a lot of the problems.
It's not a perfect game. Mm-hmm. It's not the game that they advertised.
Yeah. And I think that's... The people who are upset by that fact are probably the most legitimate people to be complaining out of everyone.
And it was disappointing, because like in the trailers you see like those like giant creatures and like all of the worlds were, like, super different,
mm-hmm.
and it's not really.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of different creatures, because they're just, like, randomly generated freaks. Mm-hmm. Some of them look really weird. Or really inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
But a lot of them look, like, similar enough to where you're just like, okay. It kind of... You can tell that there was not, like, a whole lot of variety.
Yeah.
And the planets, they're all different, but a lot of them are, like, just barren, where you have, like, little patches of stuff, and it's mostly desert.
Hmm.
But, well, it's not really, like, an action-y game to begin with. Like, I didn't want it for, like, some in-depth thing. I just thought it would be cool to, like, fly around and check out new stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for me, it's more of a relaxing type of game than excitement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you feel that it lives up to that?
In that respect, yes. I think it does what it sets out to do.
Okay.
So, I mean, if they continue to do updates and add stuff or change stuff and all of that, then I have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I might have to check it out now. We'll see. Have to, it's only on PS4, though, right? It didn't come out for... No, it came out for PC, right?
Yeah, I think it was PC and PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I was, like, super excited about it, because... yeah, because it was actually announced that way, which was unusual. But...
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one? Is there a third one?
No, it was two for No Man's Sky, so they got smooshed together.
Mm-hmm.
About the big update and the multiplayer. And it adds extra story stuff and some of the alien species that you encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nifty, nifty. Patches are good. In my opinion. I still like the whole Nintendo tries not to put out a day one patch, but...
Yeah.
I guess the alternative could be that, you know, you just a buggy game gets shipped, so there's that. Okay, so I have some DIY hacking newsy stuff. This is really cool. So somebody modded their Wii U tablet. They gutted out all the parts of it. They replaced the screen with a higher resolution screen. And it's not a Raspberry Pi, but it's a similar sort of device that they put in there. And it runs Windows 10.
Hmm.
And it runs, you know, all the touchscreen mode and everything on it. And then they put a Wii U emulator on that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so now they just have Breath of the Wild, Banjo-Kazooie. I think the video that I saw showed off... was it New Super Mario Brothers Wii U? New Super Mario Brothers U? I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So it's a pretty interesting mod of kind of turning the Wii U into more of a Switch.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
And then I saw that somebody took a Game Boy Color, and it looks like they added a backlight into it. So... The thing that you wish you had all those years ago.
I want to say I've seen a couple of those now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty cool. As opposed to, like, the add-on flashlight that you could get that, like, straps to the top of the screen.
Yeah.
And then there's just a glare that you can't see through.
Right. I think I remember seeing a video where this mod isn't... People usually don't do it because of... There's a specific way that the Game Boy Color screen was made. So it's not, I guess it's not as easy as just throwing a backlight in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, it's way more involved in order to get it working. So I wonder if maybe this guy might have figured out a quicker way to do it. But I didn't read the details of how it was done. But yeah, I like those silly mods like that. What else do I got here? Did you hear about the arms leaks that happened?
You're leaking arms?
Yeah.
From where?
From everywhere. You know, like how you said, getting handsy? Except it's arms. Just popping out. All hands.
You should see a doctor.
I should. No, so I guess there's some information leaked that new characters are going to be coming to ARMS. Probably free. It looks like there's even some information that people had dug through code or something and have been able to determine that it looks like there are going to be five new characters that are going to be released at some point. These have the code names of Coil, Shaman, Tarzan, Lady, and Sweet.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
There are no wacky inflatable arms with a linked tube, man.
No. Well, maybe one of them's gonna be just as silly as that. I don't know. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what they're gonna do. Along with that, there was an update that came out that apparently fixes some of the hitboxes. So the game actually is supposed to function a little bit better.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Stupid robot dog.
Yeah, I guess they actually changed some, what's it called? Some of the balancing with some of the characters, too. So I'm sure that might make some people upset, but I don't know. I think changes like that are good, even if they don't fall in your favor. It's probably good for other people.
Yeah. It just means I'll have to practice more.
Exactly. What else do I got? Oh, I have some Splatoon updates. So there's today, the Splatbrella comes out. So that's supposed to, I guess it's in the single player mode. I haven't gone that far yet. Since you haven't played, I don't know if you know, but in the single player mode, Sheldon gives you weapons to test. Was that in the first one too? I feel like there was something like that in the first one. No?
Sounds like it.
Anyways, he gives you weapons to test, and I guess the first time you use them, you can't do anything, but you can upgrade them later on. I can't remember. I think you might use the things that you collect inside the, you know, all the little orb things.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what you use to upgrade, probably along with some of those pieces, weird pieces that you get, the weird gun-looking things. I don't know what they're supposed to be. You haven't seen this?
No, I only did one stage.
Well then. I see.
Yeah. The TV's been bogarted this week, so I didn't really get to do a whole lot.
Ah, that's fair. The other part of the Splatoon news is that apparently there's summer clothing coming today. And I don't know if we talk about the Splatoon app?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that's specifically in the Splatoon app where the clothing is coming to, but yeah.
You can that's be cool.
Fashion, summer fashionable. There you go. last thing I really got here, Nintendo is facing a lawsuit for their Joy-Cons.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't this happen with the Wiimotes also?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just companies, I think, just trying to squeeze pennies out.
Yeah.
Allegedly, this company, I forget who it is. Let's see. GameVice. They have a similar product called the WikiPad.
That's a terrible name already.
It really is. it's a lot like the Switch, except it's kind of like this weird U-shaped controller, and then the screen docks inside that, the U part, you know? So I don't know. What they're alleging is that their patent is very similar to what Nintendo has released. But I have a feeling that with the patents that Nintendo was awarded, it might actually be different enough for it to not hold up in court.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, for Nintendo's patents to hold up in court. I mean, I'm no expert, but it seems like that's the way it'll go. So I don't think Nintendo really actually has too much of a reason to be worried. Not that I think they would worry anyway about it, but But yeah, so another case of a company suing Nintendo.
They'll be fine.
Over their controllers.
Nintendo's always fine.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all I got.
I'm looking at a thing now about speedrunning Breath of the Wild on the new difficulty.
Oh.
So if I am reading this correctly, currently the fastest mode at, or wait, master mode, any percent completion, like, you know what I mean, is 45 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow. For master mode? With, wait, is this glitchless? I'm assuming it's glitchless.
Doesn't say.
I mean, I think it took me 45 minutes to get out of the first area. I'm presuming they're not getting the Master Sword.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you get that many hearts that quick.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know how to do that not on Master Mode.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. That is speedy. Anything else to add?
There was one that I wanted to mention, but now I can't find it.
It's okay. I can edit this, so. Now that I said I can edit this, I'm going
now
to edit
it. Now you gotta edit it.
Yep. I'll make it sound.
Oh, you don't go back that far. That's fucking fantastic.
What do you use for news? What application do you use for news?
Oh, it was actually just on Facebook, a Kotaku article.
Oh, okay.
That I'm trying to find, and now it's not doing anything at all.
I feel like it should have done an Aqua Teen moment there. And
burst into flames. Yeah. No, don't send a report. Oh my god, I hate you.
I use an app called Feedly. It's pretty good. I don't have Kotaku on there anymore because they have like a lot of non-gaming articles. Too many. For my liking. And I haven't looked into it, but I think they have a gaming only feed.
Mm-hmm.
But I also took a joystick off there because they started to do the same thing. So I only have Destructoid Polygon, Rock Paper Shotgun, and then Steam and Xbox news feeds on there.
No Sony?
No, I don't know why I don't have Sony or Nintendo. Oh wait, maybe I do. This has three more feeds.
I just never clicked to see. It was basically an article talking about all of the non-video game games that Nintendo still makes.
Oh.
Because they still do the Hanafuna decks.
Oh really?
Like you could buy those at the Nintendo store, and I think there's a couple other ones that they still make also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was just an interesting little snippet. But now, my phone is not working, so I can't find it.
That's sad. My phone wasn't working last night, all the way until today.
I know.
That was confusing.
I was annoyed.
I'm sorry.
It's like, god damn it, Freaky! I'm not even going over now!
I'm glad that you messaged me, because I was actually going to message you soon, so that I'm sure that would have been extra confusing. It's like, oh, why are you just ignoring all my other comments?
It's a very former thing to do.
Yeah, no, that was weird. That was really weird. I don't know why they just stopped working. But once I reset the network, like went into airplane mode and then took it back out, and it still wasn't working. I had to reboot my phone, and then like they all came in.
35 messages.
No, I'm not that.
Five messages. Yeah. Four of them were from me.
Exactly. Okay, well, hey, guess what? We have a full-blown website now.
Whee!
Yeah, and it actually looks good. Have you seen it?
Uh-huh. I was there earlier.
Here, I want to show you.
Checking it out at classicgamerbrain.com.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. You did go.
Yeah, there's words there.
I believe you, because you said the name.
Oh, in the background, it looks very professional. Yeah. It is looking sharp. And way better than the other one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, you click on it, and I didn't know if I would like this at first, but I kind of like that the image shows up on the side for the post.
Yeah, that's cool.
And all the content over there. And then it even has a little link to see the next one. You just go down the list.
Snazzy. Your hard work is paying off. Yeah. My hard work is paying off.
Yes, it is.
I'm showing up.
You are.
Valuable.
If you weren't doing
contribution
this,
to the show.
You're kicking my ass into gear, so, yeah. Seriously, I wouldn't be doing.
Okay, now give me money for my hard work.
Yeah, hold on.
You still owe me $20.
Guess what?
You spent
it. I knew that I was thinking earlier, I have this $20 bill in my wallet. I know I need it for something. Oh, I guess I used it. I guess I didn't have a $20 bill. I have 15 though. I owe you 5 now.
I'll take it.
I will buy, if you guys haven't made dinner tonight.
He's buying pizza.
Oh, that's right. I'll pay for the pizza.
He's buying it.
I'll bring money for the pizza.
Go to the ATM for $5?
How much is the pizza?
I don't know. You only owe me $5 more. I don't know.
Well, maybe the $5 and the money for the pizza.
That's too many dollars.
Okay, fine. I'll go to the ATM. I'll stop by the gas station again.
So yeah, he bought Scythe, and he's so excited to play it.
Yeah.
Because nowhere in town carried it, and I guess Twin Sons was like, well, we were trying to get it in stock for like 6 months.
Whoa.
So he ended up buying it online. Rare. I guess it's super popular, too.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
So he ended up buying it online, and then had it delivered to his parents' house, because they live in an apartment. He was worried about it.
Oh, yeah.
So they live in Los Lunas, so they had to drive into town and bring it to him. So he was just reading the instructions and watching YouTube videos on how to play it, because the instruction manual is, like, a whole novel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, it doesn't seem, like, too difficult, but you have, like, a lot of options that you can do on your turn.
Huh. Yeah, he wanted me to watch this video. Well, he asked if I could watch this video. Oh, I haven't had time for it.
It was, like, an hour and a half.
What? Really? Holy cow. Yeah, no way.
And I'm like, you could watch that on your own. I'll be playing my DS in the other room.
Right. What about at his work? He can't get stuff delivered there?
No.
Damn.
Because they're the government.
Yep.
They can't even, like, if he, because for some reason our mailbox, we don't have, like, an outgoing mail one that you could put in. So I was like, oh, well, can't you just take it to your work and put it in the outgoing mail? Like, put your own stamp on it. And he's like, no, they won't let us do that.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Because they have to, like, keep track of everything.
Yeah. I guess so. That kind of makes sense.
So, crazy government jobs.
Yep. Government rules. So, yeah. Visit us at ClassicGamerBrain.com. We have a Facebook page.
Facebook.com/8BitShow.
Yep. Also, Facebook.com/CGB Network. Currently there, you can only find our podcast, but other ones will be coming to you, such as...
I'll just start posting random pictures.
You can do that. I'm okay with that. I was actually thinking of maybe taking our Instagram feeds and seeing if I could create a new Instagram that would just pull our stuff in.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. That means you actually got to put stuff on theirs.
Oh, I will. I'm actually looking at, like, posting on Twitter more too recently. So.
On Titter?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to post a lot more on Titter also.
Oi. But until that's up and running, we both have Instagrams. Frankie1029.
10029.
Not 10029. That's too many zeros. Zambot. X-A-M-B-O-T. It's the same for Twitter. Right?
C. Yes. Wait, Zambot 3?
No, just Zambot. Just
Zambot. Zambot 3 was your Xbox.
No.
What was Zambot
PlayStation. 3?
Oh.
Because for some reason Zambot was already taken.
Because.
I don't know who. I'm going to fight him.
Yep. To the death.
Because that's my name for literally everything except for PlayStation.
I told you about the 1029 thing, right?
No.
So, this was a few years back. I would just, like, randomly just search my username to see what came up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just so I could, you know, make sure my privacy isn't being invaded.
Fair.
There would always only be, like, a page or two worth of stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wouldn't take me long to go through it all. And that time when I did it, at the very end, there's like some Japanese websites, some Asian websites. I'm not sure where exactly they originated from, to be honest. It was just very Asian looking text, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from what I could gather, it was some social network somewhere overseas. And it was a very homosexual guy who was using his name Frankie1029.
Interesting.
Yep. So, I don't know if he was actually gay, but he definitely looked it.
Portrayed that way.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, in light of the work drama that I was telling you about, I've also been doing some Googling of names.
Yeah.
And for mine... Like, my actual full name is apparently just some soccer player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. It was, like, 3 pages of a soccer player, nothing to do with me. So I was like, all right, I'll take that.
Right. Huh.
So, no, I don't play soccer.
I haven't actually searched my actual name in a really long time, so I'll have to check it out. Well, those of you out there who have listened to us yet again... Thank you for listening.
We appreciate it.
We do.
Give us feedback.
Yes.
Hints, tips. Not really tricks for this, but...
Ah, you can give us tricks.
Like magic tricks.
They're like illusions.
That magician I saw in New York.
Dreamy magician?
Yeah, Adrian doesn't like him.
Because you find him dreamy?
Yeah.
That's fair. Can't say I blame him. Is the magician going on your list?
List?
Yeah, you know, the friends, people, celebrities you're allowed to have sex with list. Do you guys have one of those?
I want to say we do. But I don't know if I would say that he's a celebrity.
Eh, if he's a magician, he just, you know.
He has worked with a lot of famous people, though.
There you go.
But no, he's not on my list.
Would he be?
I don't know. Like, that's a weird concept for me.
Yeah,
it is. So it's like, it's solely off of how they look.
Yeah.
Like, what if they're just assholes?
Right.
Or what if they, like, have BO?
Oh, yeah.
Or they don't know how to hold a conversation. Or...
I don't know how to hold a conversation.
That is also true.
Oh. Shit, I'm screwed in so many ways, because I ain't pretty either. Actually, I guess I'm not screwed, huh? All right. We'll see you guys later.